Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, the first Old Time Radio Daily Western podcast that brings you a show from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is March 23rd, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be the Cisco Kid. Original air date is February 19th, 1953, and the title is Cashiered. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pamelo.
The Cisco Kid. Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Cashiered. The tremendous part played by the United States Army in the development of the West and Southwest is known to history. Officers and men lived and fought and died to protect the settlers from Indian raids, to ensure the advance of the railroad. Most of them served with credit and received credit in promotions or transfers to wanted posts. A few did not receive deserved credit. As our story opens, two men are sitting in the cafe at Windy Gulch when...
Hey, Muddy, look. Look who's just getting off the stage out there.
Yeah, looks like a man and a girl to me.
Don't recognize him, huh?
You can't say as I do, Joe.
Last time you saw him, Muddy, he was in uniform. That was 5 years ago.
Say, that ain't Major Allen, is it?
It's ex-Major Allen, Muddy. He was cashiered out of the Army, remember?
Yeah, I sure do remember now. It's his daughter with him.
Yeah, quite a looker, ain't she?
Yes, that's right, Joe. The best-looking girl I ever saw. Hey, maybe I better shave, huh?
Maybe you better forget about her pronto. We got a job to do, Muddy.
You think Allen's back here after you?
After us, hombre. Don't forget, when I was scouting for the Army out of Allen's post, you was heading up the rustlers. And don't forget, when I told Allen about that ambush... It was just so you could get away with that herd of cattle.
Yeah, you suppose Allen's found out that ambush was faked?
I don't know, but I'm going to figure he has.
So?
If he has, he'll be looking for us, Muddy. Be riding out to where my camp used to be. Come on, let's get out there. I want to be ready for him.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
How'd you know Major Allen come to Windy Gulch?
Because I had a letter from Major Allen saying he would arrive on this date.
Oh?
Said he would like to see us, Pancho.
Yeah, we'd like to see him, too.
Si. Major Allen is a fine man, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I cannot understand why he was cashiered from the Army.
What Cisco mean by cashier?
It means to be stripped of rank and dishonorably discharged, amigo.
Major Allen not dishonorable, Cisco.
No, he is not. He is honest and truthful and brave.
Yeah.
That is why I'm anxious to find out the true story from him.
Cisco used to scout for Major Allen, no?
Si, amigo. That was when he was first assigned to command this post out here.
Uh-huh.
Then I went out to California and Rawhide Joe became his scout.
Does Cisco know Rawhide Joe?
I know who he is, Pancho. I also know him by sight, but that is all. Ah, come, we'll ford this shallow river.
Two riders come, Cisco.
Hey, they try to gallop through this water at such a pace, we're going to get wet.
And Pancho would like to get wet.
Get out of the way, you hombre.
Pancho, look out for the water, Pancho.
Madre mía. All over Pancho's face and down Pancho's neck.
It is Rawhide Joe.
You hear this? Have you no manners? Next time, get out of the way.
Pancho's soaking wet. We ride after these hombres, Cisco.
If we were not going to see Major Allen, we would, Pancho. But I have a feeling we will meet with Rawhide Joe later. Come, let us get to town.
You're just being stubborn, Dad. At least you could wait until the sheriff gets back and take him with you.
There's no point in taking the sheriff along, Amy. I can't have Rawhide Joe arrested. All I can do is try to get him to confess that he lied to me about that ambush.
Well, he certainly isn't going to confess just because you ask him.
Well, I'm going to do a little more than just ask him, daughter. I'm going to force him to confess.
Oh, please, you're not as young as you used to be. I don't want you to get hurt.
I'm still able to take care of myself.
But are you sure he did lie to you?
I have it on the word of that cattle rustler who came east to live after he made his fortune out here. He told me on his deathbed that Joe and Muddy Simpson were in cahoots. Well, you know the story as well as I do, Amy. But in order to clear my name, I've got to get Joe's confession. And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
If you're going to ride out to Joe's camp, I'm going with you.
No, daughter. You're going to wait here at the hotel. This is no business for a young girl to be mixed up in.
But I can ride and shoot.
Amy, you will wait here. That's an order.
Very well. But I still think you're foolish to go out there alone. Awfully foolish.
Well, here's the hotel, Pancho. Oh,
there, oh, look, oh, look, here's the hotel. Pancho, see a senorita sitting on the porch.
Hey, and Pancho, I think she is Senorita Amy.
But Cisco sent me the Amy, a little ninja with the freckles and the nose of a pug.
Oh, that was 5 years ago, Pancho. She would not remain at 14 years of age for 5 years.
Pancho, not think of this.
Well, you should, Pancho, because it's very simple.
Uh-huh.
Let us go and see.
See.
I beg your pardon, Senorita, but am I speaking to the daughter of Major Allen?
Yes, I'm Amy Allen, but... Well, Cisco and Pancho.
Oh, what is this, Senorita?
Pancho is Pancho, Senorita.
Oh, it's just wonderful to see you again. I declare you haven't changed a bit.
Gracias, Senorita. That is a compliment.
And the Senorita changed, Pancho, think. Cisco look at the Senorita. He go, uh-oh.
I did not. Do not believe him, Senorita Amy.
You're just the same as ever. Bless your heart. Sit down.
Gracias, Senorita.
Oh, I'm sorry Dad isn't here to greet you. I'm sure he'd have waited if he'd known you'd be here so soon, but he didn't expect you for another day or so.
He has left the town, Senorita?
He's ridden out to find Rawhide Joe. I wish you'd ride after him, Cisco. I'm terribly worried about him.
Did he ride out alone?
Yes.
Then, of course, we will follow him at once. Which way did he go, Senorita?
He rode south, Cisco, out to where Joe's camp used to be. Of course, his camp may not be there now. Oh, I'm hoping it isn't.
One question, Senorita. While I have no wish to bring up an unpleasant subject, it might be of help if I had the knowledge.
You want to know why Dad was cashiered?
Si.
It's very simple, Cisco. Dad was ordered out to stop an Indian uprising over near the White River settlement. Rawhide Joe was his scout. Joe told him the Indians were waiting to ambush the troops. And that was a deliberate lie, so that Joe's partner could rustle a herd of cattle between here and White River. Then Joe disappeared and, well, the army cashiered Dad on charges of cowardice and disobedience of orders.
Major Allen is anything but a coward.
That's what Dad has to prove, Cisco. There's only one way he can prove it, through Joe's confession.
Be sure that Pancho and I will do all we can to help, Senorita.
Si, Cisco make Joe confess, Senorita. Cisco not like that water down his neck.
Come, Pancho, let us ride. Major Allen may need our help, and quickly.
Any sign of anybody back along the trail, Muddy?
Yeah, here he comes, Joe.
Is it Allen?
Yep, sure enough. He's riding fast, too.
And listen, get up under that ledge, see? We can keep him covered without his seeing you.
You can't handle him alone, huh?
Do as I say. If he starts to draw, let him have it with the rifle.
All right. He sure ain't the man I thought he was, Joe. You can't handle him.
Well, so there you are, after all.
Yeah. What do you want, Allen?
You know what I want, you lying skunk. Come on with me.
I'm staying right here.
Rawhide, I'm wasting no time with you. Either you come with me, or I'm going to horsewhip you within an inch of your rascally life.
You better not try it, unless you want to get shot down.
You wouldn't shoot anybody down unless you could get him from the back. Come on, get on that horse of yours.
I'm staying here.
We'll see.
Oh! Hey! Oh! Quit that! Muddy! Let him have it! Let him have it!
Oh! Why did you shoot when you saw him swing that whip the first time, Muddy?
I sure never knew you was that
see your conscience is bothering you.
Never mind that. Let's get this body out of the way, and then we'll ride away from here.
Yeah, let's get back to town.
Town, nothing. I was a Cisco kid we rode past when we forded the river. He's friendly with the Allens. We're riding into the hills, Muddy, and we're staying there till this blows over.
Oh, Diablo.
Ho, 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 ho.
This looks as if it had once been a camp, Pancho.
Rawhide Joe camp here, no?
Someone did. It could have been Rawhide Joe. Let's look around, amigo. Come on. First, we see if the trail of Major Allen's horse ends here.
Pancho, see too, Cisco. See, the horse come to here, and Major Allen say, whoa, whoa, and the horse stop.
You are right, Pancho.
Santo, what?
Look here.
Wait, where?
Bloodstains.
Who?
Pancho, I'm afraid we got here too late. Uh-huh. Over this way, Pancho.
Si, si, over this way, over this way.
On around the corner of this ledge, and I... Mother mia.
Si, you're Allen, Cisco.
Si, shot and killed.
Oh.
Oh, oh boy.
Senorita Amy, you should not have come here.
I had to come, Cisco. I was so worried about Dad. Oh. Who killed him?
We do not know, Senorita. But I would guess it was Rawhide Joe.
Pancho think Rawhide Joe too, Senorita. He splashed Cisco and Pancho, malumbre.
Yes. Rawhide Joe. Rawhide Joe.
We're very sorry, Senorita.
Yeah, very sorry, Senorita.
Rawhide Joe did this.
Would be better, Senorita, if you gave way to your emotion.
No, I'm not going to cry, Cisco. I'm the daughter of an army officer. As fine and noble and true a gentleman as ever lived. You wouldn't want me to cry, so I'm not going to. But I am going to finish Rawhide Joe, and I'm going to shoot him down for the dog he is.
Senorita.
I mean that, Cisco.
Very well, we can talk about that later. Right now, the important thing is to get the body of Major Allen back to town. And we'll take up the trail of his Rawhide Joe.
Si, senorita. And Cisco find Rawhide Joe in a day or so.
We must find him right away, Pancho. If we do, it may be that Major Allen can be buried with full military honors. And that is my request, Colonel White.
Well, I don't know, Cisco.
But if we can get you a confession from Rawhide Joe...
Yes, I understand that. The fact remains that Allen was cashiered from the army. And although I know the case history and I sympathize with Allen, the fact remains that army regulations do not permit a military funeral for him.
See, I know the army regulations, but am I wrong in thinking that such a decision as this one is sometimes left to the commanding officer?
Well, that's a debatable point, Cisco. I might be upheld, and again, I might not.
Pancho, think they say you need to get what do you call it, Cisco? The good cry of the bugle blow for her papa?
Comfort, Pancho.
Si, the comfort. Si,
that is true. She would.
Yes, I know Amy Allen, a very fine girl. When are you starting out after this Rawhide Joe, Cisco?
Right after we finish talking with you, Colonel.
Well, if you get him, bring him back here. Meanwhile, I'll think over your request.
Gracias, Senor Colonel. I cannot guarantee it, of course. But I think we will have that hombre here in this office before the sun has set. Come, Pancho.
But it may not be as easy as all that to bring in Rawhide Joe. In just a moment, we'll continue our exciting story of the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Cashiered. When former Army officer Major Allen was shot and killed by the men responsible for having him cashiered from the Army 5 years before, Cisco swore to bring in the murderers. It is his hope to find Rawhide Joe and get his confession in time so that Major Allen can be buried with military honors. Meanwhile, on a flat plateau on a mountaintop some miles out of town...
Final work if that hombre tries to come up here. It's got to work.
Who is it?
It's me, Joe. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you two have picked an eagle's nest when you picked this place, Joe. Trail comes most straight up for the last 100 feet. All my horse could do to make it.
I picked it, Muddy, because we'll be safe here. Did you get to town?
Sure I got to town.
Any news?
Yeah, plenty. Cisco's on his way out here.
How do you know?
I know because I found out. Trailed him and that sidewinding partner of his over to the fort. They talked with the colonel.
What about?
About bringing us in.
How'd you find that out?
Wasn't much of a job to walk up alongside the window of the colonel's office. All I'd done was to sit down at the bench outside the window as if I was waiting to see somebody. Kept my ears open.
How many's coming out after us?
Just Cisco and Pancho.
Well, then, that's easy. Is he this big boulder, Muddy?
Yeah, I see it. What about it?
Must weigh several tons, but it tips awful easy. See how it's balanced?
Gonna roll her down the trail, huh?
Yeah, sure am if they start coming up. That trail's mighty narrow, Muddy. And once they get in it, there's no way they can dodge this here boulder.
Suppose they get us, Joe. You gonna do any talking?
Ain't gonna get us.
I said suppose they do.
No, I ain't gonna talk. They'll never get nothing out of me.
I ain't so sure. Just plumb scared of Alan, Joe. And I figure even scared of Cisco, but this. If they should take us, and you talk and drag me into it, I'll rub you out. Even if we go to prison, I'll get you.
Steep mountain, Cisco.
Yeah, it's very steep, amigo.
If go up any more steeper, we fall over backwards and start over, no?
I do not think we'll fall over backwards, amigo. But in a moment, we'll leave our horses and continue up on foot.
On foot? On foot? Pantin, I like to walk on foot. Pantin, I like to walk straight up, Cisco, especially on foot.
Well, this is the way those hombres went.
Two hombres,
the way we
Cisco.
Go, Pancho.
Uh-huh. Two hombres,
yeah,
huh?
There were two of them.
And we catch them both, no?
Yeah, it's possible we do, amigo. If not, we catch one of them, Rawhide Joe. Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
A bird in the hand? Cisco, say this again.
I said a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, Pancho. That is a proverb.
A bird in the bushes with two hands? No bird got two hands, Cisco.
Never mind, amigo. I'll explain later. Oh, Diablo.
Oh, look, explain later.
Leave our horses here, Pancho.
See, Cisco. What kind of bird Cisco mean?
Pancho, that was only a proverb, a saying.
Oh?
Now come, do not think of that anymore.
Uh-huh.
Keep your mind on what we are doing. We're near the top of the mountain.
Yes, si. We climb the rest of the way, Cisco, no?
Not just yet. I want to look over the ground first.
It gets steeper all the time. You take that bird with the two bushes to fly up there.
See, it's a good thing we talk Senorita Amy out of coming along with us, Pancho.
Pancho and I think we'd be able to talk her out of it. Look, Cisco, up above. And Pancho see a big boulder.
See, right at the edge of the trail that goes up there. That is strange.
What?
Such a big boulder should be right at that point. Santo.
What, Cisco? What?
Thought I saw that boulder move.
Pancho, not see it move.
Not sure that I did either, but... See, it moved again.
Pancho, see it then, Cisco. Pancho, think up there is spooks.
There are no spooks, Pancho.
Spooks.
Now keep quiet until I think. I think whoever is up there is planning to roll that boulder down the trail.
We'll not go up the trail then, Cisco.
That is the only way to get up there, amigo. On all other sides are cliffs. Pancho, you stay here. I will go up.
Pancho, stay here and not get hurt. And Cisco go up and get hurt. No, Cisco.
I am not planning to get hurt.
Pancho, go where Cisco go.
Let us think some more, Pancho. If we do manage to dodge that boulder when it comes down the trail, then we'll get shot from above.
Then Pancho, not see how we get up there to these hombres.
That is true, we cannot. But perhaps we can get the hombres to come down to us.
How, Cisco? How?
Now, Pancho, listen.
I'm listening.
When that boulder comes down, it will make a lot of dust behind it.
I'm listening.
So that the hombres cannot be sure if it hit us or not. We will make them think it did hit us.
But it will hit us, Cisco.
Not if we flatten ourselves against the sides of the bank on either side of the trail.
Mm-hmm.
There's a slight depression in the rocks on either side, about halfway up there, you see?
See, Pancho, see it.
If we can reach those places, we will not be hit. But after the boulder passes, we will fall down, Pancho, as if we had been hit.
Pancho, not understand this, Cisco.
Then the hombres, thinking we had been crushed by the boulder, will walk down to see if we are dead.
Oh.
We'll grab their ankles and trip them.
Oh, now, Pancho, understand. There be two birds in the bushes.
Si, amigo.
Uh-huh.
Now come, up the trail. And keep your eye on that boulder, Pancho.
Pancho keep his eye on the boulder. He slip on the gravel. He keep his eye on the gravel. He get hit with the boulder. Santo.
He can just get near enough. Look out, Pancho. The boulder is topping. Get to the crevice in the rocks.
Si. Pancho got too much stomach. Pancho flooding.
Now, fall down, amigo. Quickly, before the dust blows away.
Pancho down. Oops. These rocks are sharp.
Quieto.
That's it for him, Muddy. Come on, let's go down and see.
We better put a couple of bullets into him from here just to make sure, Joe.
Bullets?
What you get?
That ain't a bad idea. No, wait a minute. Somebody might hear the shots and come up here to investigate, and I don't want that. They're done for, Muddy. Look at them. Come on.
Get ready, Poncho.
Si.
Oh, this is the last of the Cisco Kid, huh?
Now, Poncho, grab the...
Si, hey, what the... Two birds, Cisco, two birds!
I'll smash you with this rock, Cisco!
Not until your aim is better than that.
Oh, no. I got enough, Cisco. Don't hit me again.
Hey, you quitter, Joe. Well, I ain't got enough. You...
Very well. I will try to oblige you.
Watch this, hombre, Poncho. Do not let him escape.
Poncho, she done it.
Oh. Aye,
that hold him, Cisco.
Licked you with one hand tied behind my back, Cisco.
Well, let us find out. You cannot whip me unless you can hit me. That also works in reverse, hombre, like this.
Bueno, Cisco. Poncho think that hombre all through.
Hey, Poncho. Well, Rawhide Joe, we will all take a little ride now, and I think it will be your last ride.
Get down
off those horses, hombres.
I'm trying to say get down, too.
Remember what I said about talking, Joe?
Yeah.
Well, that was fast work, Cisco.
We were fortunate in finding them, Colonel.
From what I've heard about you, it wasn't all luck. Bring them into my office.
See, Colonel. Get in there.
Stand over in the corner, you two. Cisco and Poncho, here are two chairs.
Gracias, Colonel.
Gracias.
Now, which one of you is Rawhide Joe? Well, come on, speak up.
I am.
The charge against you is serious. You deliberately gave false information to an officer of the United States Army while you were employed by the Army as a civilian scout. Because of that false information, many settlers at White River were killed by the Indians. Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
I don't know nothing about it.
You might also charge him with the murder of Major Allen, Colonel.
That's a lie. I didn't murder him.
Then who did? Come, who did? The track said plainly that one of you did.
Be careful what you say, Joe.
What's the use? They got us.
See, we have. And when the Army is through with you, I will bring charges of murder against you both through the sheriff's office.
The Army's got nothing on me.
It has got very much on you, hombre.
The Army's got plenty on Muddy. He was the head cattle rustler. I had to give Major Allen false information or Muddy would have killed me.
You
squealing pack rat, if my hands wasn't tied, I'd...
Do you need to hear more, Colonel?
Well, that's enough for now, Cisco. Orderly, get these men out of here. Have them locked up.
Yes, sir.
Get out of here, you two. I'll have my executive officer request courtesy clearance from the sheriff for Army prosecution. That's a good job, Cisco.
Gracias, Colonel. I had excellent help from Poncho.
Well, the Army's thanks to you, Poncho.
Gracias, Colonel. And Poncho do as Cisco tell him, and Cisco always right.
Not always, amigo. Far from it. But, Colonel, what about your decision?
I'll take the responsibility, Cisco.
For burial with full military honors?
For burial with full military honors.
What will you do now, senorita?
I'm going back east, Cisco. I have a chance to do some teaching. I think I'll accept the job. And thank you, Cisco, for all you and Poncho did for me.
We do not feel that we did anything, senorita.
Well, you got Dad's name cleared. You got him a post-mortem reinstatement.
Oh, the word has come through?
It came through this morning. Colonel White told me.
I'm very, very happy to hear that, senorita.
Colonel White told me that the Secretary of War had taken a special interest in Dad's case. He never really believed Dad was guilty.
Oh, I'm glad for you, senorita. Well, if there is nothing more we can do for you, Poncho and I will ride on our way.
Cisco.
Si?
Do you remember when I was a little girl and I fell down and hurt my hand?
Si, I do.
And you kissed my hand and said the hurt would go away, and it did.
Si, I remember, senorita.
Well, now there's a sort of hurt in my heart.
I understand, senorita.
So perhaps if you kissed me...
Si, senorita. There, Senorita Amy. You are better now?
Oh, yes, Cisco. Much better.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Why did Senorita Amy go away from here?
Oh, I told you, amigo. She must first recover from the memories.
It's a very healthy climate out here in the southwest, Cisco.
Si, very healthy.
And Pancho think a lot of sick people get strong and well out here quick, no?
Si, that is true. They do.
Like my Uncle Ramon. Cisco know my Uncle Ramon?
Si, I know your Uncle Ramon, Pancho. He's a very big and strong.
Oh, si. My Uncle Ramon is big and strong like anything, Cisco.
Si.
But when Ramon first come here, he not could walk across the room.
He could not walk across the room?
No. He even got to be lifted out of the bed.
Oh, Pancho, he must have been very sick indeed.
Oh, sick. More than this, Cisco.
Si?
Pancho know Ramon not say a word. He got no hair on his head then.
Santo amigo. All that when he first came here?
All that when he first came here.
Oh, he certainly looks healthy now. How long ago did he first come here, Pancho?
He was born here, Cisco.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco! Hablo coco
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Okay, so there's not anything to get into. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Challenge of the Yukon. Until then, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.